Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you had a safe 4th of July holiday weekend. Michelle Arneson-Havenstride is in her first day as the school superintendent and the superintendent of the PCM school district. She has said she is committed to carrying out the PCM standard of excellence for all. For the past 7 years, Havenstride's been the elementary principal and curriculum director at Nashua Plainfield Community Schools in northeast Iowa. PCM School Board announced her hiring last Thursday night. She was chosen over two other finalists who participated in formal interviews Monday, June 29th. School Board President Steve Niemeyer says board members unanimously selected Havenstride as she met the 10 desired qualifications and characteristics the board and community stakeholders wanted. Now, her contract is going to be approved officially at the next school board meeting. Of course, she is replacing the just-retired Brad Germelin, who was PCM superintendent for 5 years and had a 33-year career in education. Going to be a public meeting tonight on the proposed 2020-2021 school calendar for the Colfax-Mingo School District. Under the Return to Learn plan, the district submitted to the state last week. Wednesday, August 19th is when the new school year is to begin. Due to the cancellation of in-classroom learning early this past school year because of the coronavirus pandemic, the governor has lifted the state requirement that new school years start no earlier than August 23rd. Public hearing on Colfax-Mingo's school calendar will be held 6 o'clock tonight via video phone conference call originating from the school district's central office. Information on how the public can comment is provided on the school district's website, www.colfaxmingo.k12.ia.us. That's colfaxmingo.k12.ia.us. Click on the link to the special school board meeting at 6 tonight. There'll be a special board meeting 6:30 tonight for the Newton Board of Education. It'll be conducted electronically via Zoom. Tom Messenger, the new superintendent in Newton, will be leading the board in a discussion on how the learning should take place in the Newton School District to start the 2020-2021 school year. Options that will be discussed according to the agenda for the meeting tonight. 4 days in classrooms, 1 day outside of classrooms, or 5 day week inside classrooms up for discussion tonight at the school board meeting. Newton City Council meets tonight as well. They'll meet electronically via Zoom, meeting 6 o'clock tonight. Council is being asked to consider an ordinance that would designate Stan Clement Drive for the road that runs east now of Iowa Speedway. Name change was initially proposed by Mayor Mike Hansen. Hansen, close to the Clement family. Stan Clement played a significant role in getting the Iowa Speedway built in 2005. He lost the battle with cancer in early May. Clement was able to get longtime NASCAR driver Rusty Wallace to design the track and push to get it built. And after it was constructed, he served time as the Iowa Speedway's CEO and president. Again, Newton Mayor Mike Hansen's known the Clement family since he was very young. His dad worked on the Clement farm. And so Stan Clement was very successful in athletics when he was young and then a successful businessman. And he worked very hard to get Iowa Speedway in Newton.
Stan was a fighter. He wouldn't accept the word no. He wouldn't accept the fact that you couldn't do it. There were other sites under consideration for that facility. Quad Cities up in Ankeny. But Stan really held fast to wanting it here in his community. He was a true Newtonian. We are really blessed to have him in our community working for us. And the driving force of ensuring that that facility was built in Newton.
At their June 23rd meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission did unanimously recommend the council go ahead and approve that name change for the 25 through 2700 block of Lincoln Street to Stan Clement Drive. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Van.